Now we come to our first feature, an article by Dan Grimmer of the Evening News, which Matthew is going to read. Norwich acted as a pilot for the new postcode scheme way back in 1959. A new exhibition is being organised in London to show the highlights and hiccups of the whole scheme.
It is part of our everyday lives, affecting everything from sat-navs to house prices, and even what sort of health care you receive. And the humble postcode began life here in Norfolk. Now a new exhibition is being organised to celebrate the pioneering, if not always smooth, process that saw Norwich first introduce the technology. The show, Sorting Britain, The Power of Postcodes, is being held at the Postal Museum in London. It tells the story of how the city was chosen for the first pilot project to introduce the codes to help sort and deliver mail. It also explores the many consequences they have had for life in Britain, where they are now used not just to process the post, but also to divide up neighbourhoods to allocate health funding, calculate insurance premiums, and demarcate parliamentary constituency boundaries. The story begins in the aftermath of the Second World War, when the growth in mail volumes meant that a new way was needed to enable the post to be sorted automatically by machine. The solution was postcodes, and Norwich was picked to trial them in 1959. Members of the public were asked to write the first three characters, N-O-R, representing the city's name, then two digits and a letter for particular streets, on letters and packages. Larger firms and businesses got their own individual codes. Norwich City Football Club, for instance, was assigned NOR22T. Norwich had eight new sorting machines, which were known as ELSI, the Electronic Letter Sorting Indicating Equipment, or SPLSM, Single Position Letter Sorting Machine. Those machines enabled operators to key in postcodes to sort letters to the postman's delivery rounds. The SPLSM translated the postcode into a binary form, which printed dots through phosphor tape onto the envelope. The dots were then read by a sorting machine. But on July the 28th, 1959, the day the Postmaster General Ernest Maples came to Norwich to officially launch the experiment in front of the national media, something went wrong. One of the conveyor belts linking the SPLSM to the basic sorting machinery had broken, so staff resorted to faking the demonstration. There was time to run 100 letters through the keyboard and dot printer unit and take them out of the machine. For the demonstration, the front conveyor was operating normally. Letters were printed and went into the SPLSM. But at that stage, two postmen strategically positioned behind the machine took those out and swapped them with the pre-dotted letters for the working sorter. The audience did not realise the letters going into the destination boxes were not the same ones which started the process. And the problems did not end there. The machines continued to break, and the trial was not quite as successful as expected. Fewer than half of all the letters bore postcodes, and it was found the greater division of the last three characters was needed. But the Norwich trial did pave the way for the system we have today. The present system was introduced at Croydon in 1966, with codes for the whole country carried out in stages. Then, that was completed in 1974, when Norwich itself was recoded. Today, there are more than 1.7 million postcodes in the UK. Chris Taft, head of collections at the Postal Museum, said, "Sorting Britain is a fascinating look into this little-known history, told through the wonderful collections at the Postal Museum." The exhibition will include photographs and paraphernalia connected to the Norwich trial. And it will also feature an ELSI machine, thought to be the one that was used in the city. The mechanisation of traditional systems and ultimately the adoption of the postcode system helped change the face of Britain forever. Norwich's role in the development of the postcode is marked in the city with a blue plaque on Lloyd's TSB in Gentleman's Walk.